wasted, and many a dark and a dreary day of sorrow and reverses. We now remember as we pray our dear ones in your caring, who brightly shine.
Congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth.
Forever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You return man to dust and say,
return, O children of man.
For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past.
Or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream.
Like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed.
In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger.
By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you.
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all our days pass away under your wrath.
We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger?
And your wrath according to the fear of you?
So teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us,
and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In the new year, abide with us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 30, starting at verse 8. And now, go, write it before them on a tablet, and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. For they are rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy illusions, leave the way, turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and rely on them, therefore this iniquity shall be to you like a breach in a high wall, bulging out and about to collapse, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant, and at its breaking is like that of a potter's vessel that is smashed so ruthlessly that among its fragments not a shard is found with which to take fire from the hearth or to dip a water up out of the cistern. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of 5, you shall flee. Till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, or in the third, and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
The sermon is based on all three readings. I'll read one of the verses back. Pray and we'll be seated. Did you listen in that Old Testament reading? God said to his people, who were saying, verse 10 and 11, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy illusions. Leave the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. It was not infrequent. It happened often that God told the Old Testament prophets, tell them something very hard. They are sinning. They are worshiping false gods. They need to repent. These verses in Isaiah talk about the thinking of people. Don't tell us bad things. Don't tell us hard things. Tell us smooth things, easy things. Now, verse 11 in Isaiah 30 is interesting. He has them even saying to the prophets of God, leave the way, turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. If we would say those things, we will not have a good year. You see the title of the sermon, whether good or bad, we wait for Jesus. In our world, there are difficult things, there are things that are easier and enjoyable. But Jesus didn't say you can fall asleep during the hard things, or he didn't say you can fall asleep during the easy things. He said, be awake, be ready. In Isaiah, we see that it is not only the faithfulness of people that's not forgotten, but unbelieving, unfaithfulness is also not forgotten. And at the end, Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 25, the sheep and the goats, and what the goats did not do for Jesus, the other people, and what the sheep did do for Jesus, the other people, they were remembered. On those calendar, God has everything remembered and written down. In Jesus, he forgets our sins. But you see, those people were saying to the prophets, but don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. In the Old Testament would mean, don't talk to us about the covenant promise. Don't talk to us about the covenant commands. Don't talk to us about the sacrifices to the Holy One of Israel. Don't talk to us at all. Well, okay. Then you are not with God. Both the hard and the easy. If we reject God's word, even the hard things, we reject God. And that was the warning that Isaiah had for the people. If you say to the prophets, turn away from the Holy One of God, you are rejecting God. There is a very strong word of forgiveness and love in verse 15 of Isaiah 30. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Notice when he says, in quietness and trust, that is your strength. When we wait on God and know that he is in charge, when we trust in him, that is our strength. Our strength is not in ourselves. It's trusting in God. And so Isaiah is telling to the people of his day, some are saying this to the seers and prophets of the Lord, don't talk to us like this. Don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. We don't want to hear it. Well, then, you're not of God. But in returning to him, in believing in him, in trusting in him, that is your strength. That is your salvation. Thinking about Luke 12, Jesus calls those blessed who are awake. Verse 37 of the gospel reading, verse from Luke 12. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. I don't know if you remember, but both a sermon and a writing, a little essay I wrote and distributed about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago now. I talked about the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 from the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they. And I mentioned that Jesus is saying what the kingdom of God looks like. Remember that? The kingdom or the reign of God looks like this. The people who are like this. That's what the reign of God is. Jesus uses the same phrase here to teach about people who are blessed in the kingdom of God. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. There is the kingdom of God. There is the reign of God. Those who are waiting for Christ. And there's a lot of things we can look at there, but Jesus, he really is warning his disciples, advising his disciples. It's interesting in the Kinkomba language, the language we learned when we were in Ghana. The word for warn and advise in Kinkomba are the same word. Warn, advise, same word. He's advising his disciples. He's warning his disciples. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. Jesus is saying to us in our lives, there's going to be a lot of things going on. It may seem very late in the night. It may seem very late as you endure, endure, endure. But blessed if you are awake. And we remember he's telling his disciples this. That last verse, verse 40 in the reading. So also you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. You do not expect. As much as we can be in the Word of God and should be, and as much as we pray to the Lord and are active in our Christian lives, Jesus says, you will not expect my return. So be ready at every time. He is talking to his disciples here. He's talking to his faithful ones. You won't expect it. You'll be surprised how it comes. So be ready, watching, waiting. So we were waiting and watching in 2020. Jesus still might come. There's a few hours left. But then I would be expecting him. So 2021. Looks like these masks are going to be with us for some time yet. We don't know exactly the timing it's going to be. And other things will happen too in 2021 and the years beyond. As Paul wrote the Christians in Rome, in Romans 8, he wanted to reassure them that no matter what happened, no matter at all, they were with God and God with them. He talks about, he starts out that section, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, we remember, we connect this to, it's the same type of teaching, the same theology, the same teaching as from Isaiah. If God is for us, well, it's for also those who are for God, those who want his word. If one would behave about, like the people that Isaiah is talking about, oh, don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. Oh, just give us smooth sayings. Don't leave the path. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about those who want God, who live in God, who have his word and believe in God and his Savior, Jesus Christ. For thus, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? One of the very important parts of going through Lent and Holy Week and remembering the suffering and death of Jesus Christ is connected right to these words. If Jesus would do all this for me, if God the Father would send his only begotten Son into the world to do all this for me, to die like that and to rise, won't he take care of me? Paul had quite a list there in this reading. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? None of these can separate us from the love of Christ. And notice, he doesn't say these things will not happen, but he is saying when these things happen in your love life, you are not separated from Christ. These cannot separate us. So that he concludes in this section in verse 38 and 39, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Anything else in all creation, that's the whole created order. That is the universe. That is all things on earth, all things in the universe, creation, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That calendar of 2021 is in the name of Jesus. That's how we enter each year and leave each year, is in the name of Jesus. And then we know whatever happens on each day in the calendar, God's love is with us, for it's in Christ. I'm looking at my notes. So we are waiting for Jesus. We're waiting for Jesus in 2020. And we're waiting for Jesus in 2021 and beyond. And good things might happen and bad things might happen. But we are waiting in the name of Jesus. And in that name, God's love is always with us. God's protection is always with us. God's plan is always with us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for watching over us this whole past year. Different things have happened in our lives. Illnesses, deaths, births, celebrations, job losses, new jobs, job changes. So many different things have happened. And yet, Lord, it's all in the name of Jesus. And you have been with us all this way. So also give us strength and endurance and joy to enter the new year. In the name of Jesus, with your love and care. All these things we bring to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We confess our faith in the triune God using the Nicene Creed. You are invited to stand as we say the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, eternal Father and giver of every good gift, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending. Forgive us our sins where we have done wrong. Work in our hearts true repentance and faith. And redeem us from all the evil and hurts of this past year. You have shown us hard times and exposed many idols among us. Yet if we are faithless, Christ remains faithful and will not deny himself. Help our unbelief that we may know nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you for the many mercies and gifts you showered upon us this past year. You have given life, healed, and comforted. You have provided for our spiritual and physical well-being. You are the Lord of life and take care of us every day. All this you have done, not because of any merit in us, but only out of your love for us in Jesus, our Savior. Comfort and sustain all your children who suffer from any sickness, need, or affliction. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have preserved this congregation in the faith for another year. We give you thanks for your blessing and guidance. Grant that by your grace, we may continue to serve you in this place. Preserve the preaching and teaching in this place so that it is faithful to your word. Ensure that your holy sacraments are administered according to your commands and promises. And help us to reach out in love to this community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers for our nation and its government. Preserve our republic, we implore you. Give health and competence to those who serve in positions of authority and those newly elected. Be with all citizens who assist in many daily needs, that they may rely on your guidance and wisdom. Protect them in their duties at this time of pandemic. We bring before you the President, Congress, and the Supreme Court, our state's governor and all state and local officials, military personnel and their chaplains, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency and medical workers, educators and counselors, transportation workers and retail workers, and all food producers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, graciously regard all for whom we pray. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. We give you thanks, Lord, for the healing of Jane Rockroar and Kathy May from COVID-19. And we remember the family of Julie Hauser Myers, who entered our Father's heavenly home on December 30th. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. Until you bring this life on earth to an end, guard and guide us by your strong arm. Lead us according to your word, and renew in us clean hearts that trust you and show love toward our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
We sing these first two verses of the hymn, Jesus Comes Today with Healing. You may remain standing as we enter into the service of the sacrament.
Comes today with healing, knocking at my door, appealing, offering pardon, grace, and peace. He himself makes preparation, and I hear his invitation. Come and taste the blessed feast. Christ himself, the priest presiding, yet in bread and wine abiding, in this holy sacrament, gives the bread of life once broken, and the cup the precious token of his sacred covenant.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Lord God, in the beginning you created all things by your word, and in the fullness of time your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let your word made flesh dwell richly among us, that faithfully eating his body and drinking his blood, given to us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins, and so proclaim his death until he comes again in glory.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also after supper he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Under breath. bread and wine, though lowly, I receive the Savior holy, blood and body given for me. Very Lamb of God from heaven, who to bitter death was given, hung upon the cursed tree. God descends with heavenly power, gives himself to me this hour. In this ordinary
body of Jesus, which is given for you.
On my tongue his pledge receiving,
the true blood of Jesus
Christ,
his
grace
shed for the forgiveness of your sins,
that I taste his love divine.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand for closing collect and benediction. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Receive God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for a closing hymn.
Oh God.